Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Recent research reveals that online videos has a usage reach rate of 90%, a stunning level of adoption in a fragmented digital marketplace. The implications for both individuals and enterprises in this digital reality is striking. Consumers, creators, and coworkers have embraced visual video communication, and this acceptance translates to an expectation of quality in presentation and extension of the enterprise brand. For a look at how the dominance of video engagement is changing expectations and brand opportunity, along with expert tips on creating your best branded video presence, award-winning global app data and video expert Aiden Fitzpatrick joins the show. He's the CEO of Reincubate and creator of Camo, the app which turns your phone into a world-class webcam. He joins the show. And Aiden, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
It most certainly is, and fascinating what you have, and looking forward to hearing all the details once again. So tell us, for starters, why is video becoming the dominant channel for improved brand engagement? Let's start there.
Well, it's simple, really. Video gets results. It gets better conversion rates. And I think video helps you get closer to customers than text or imagery would do. You know, video is seen as being more authentic if you get it right, and more trustworthy. And those are very powerful dynamics for marketers to harness. And it's not like video wasn't wanted before, but it's got a lot easier to produce great or broadcast quality video without such high overheads. And you know, around 90% of marketers are now reporting a positive ROI from video, whereas back in 2015, there was only about a third that reported that. So there's been a profound change with video and its accessibility.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense, and the numbers certainly do support the fact as well. Now, how are you seeing this type of engagement taking shape?
Well, there's a lot of lead generation that video is being put into use for. That's rising and rising, and video with lead gen is pervasive. But the top categories, I think, are really explainer videos, social media, and presentations. And testimonials are kind of trailing those first three groups a little bit. But across the internet, people are finding success with pure video social products such as TikTok. I think we've probably all seen and heard about examples of companies winning through TikTok video in different ways. It's also very powerful for direct sales. An example of that may be kind of recording personalized messages in LinkedIn as part of one's lead gen strategy. But video fundamentally helps boost user understanding. So it's also very powerful for onboarding, for retention of users, and for user education alongside sales.
Solid points there for the usage as well. Now, why is video production quality key to successful and productive brand development? Talk to us about that on the quality.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you are on video, you're revealing your brand and you're revealing what you stand for in that video. Video makes an impression, right? That's the point. That's why people use video. And that impression that it makes is both explicit and implicit. So, you know, there are bars that are quite well understood in text or in sort of marketing imagery, where people might look at it and say, you know, is this easily readable? Does it make sense? Is the grammar correct? And video has analogs around that too. You know, are you well lit? Are you in focus? Who or what is in shot with you? What are the speakers wearing? Is it easy to understand? And so video opens up this whole new universe of dynamics and opportunities for anchoring and signaling around one's brand or product. And that's really why video production quality is key when thinking about how one does this.
Once again, we're joined by Aiden Fitzpatrick. He is the founder and CEO of Reincubate, an award-winning app and data company, and the creator of Camo, the app that turns smartphones into crystal clear webcams for PCs and laptops, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, does this mean that every creator, influencer, and company has to have an expensive production department? What's your input in that regard, in that train of thought?
Well, I think those days have passed, Eric. I mean, I think creators, influencers, and companies need to be thinking a lot about video and how they use it. But the technology has really become democratized when it comes to getting access to broadcast quality video. I mean, as you mentioned, our product helps people get that broadcast quality video using a smartphone, and it'll let them live edit and record it. And that's a quality that you can't get with a webcam. So what's your other choice? You know, it's probably a professional camera, which might cost several thousand dollars. And years ago, that was the path forward. Now, this is just one of many nice examples in the space of the technology making radical advances in both software and hardware. It's easier to get the results without an expensive production department. And in some cases, this is about less equipment being needed because software does more or because hardware does more things. And in some cases, it's because you need a smaller team. Perhaps you don't need a dedicated camera person or a mic person or a lighting person. You know, there are a lot of different things that took up cost when doing these sorts of shoots. And of course, it's not just about the camera or indeed the equipment or the team. There's a lot about education and knowledge. And there are many more learning resources out there now and much better, kind of more affordable setups that people can put in play and learn quickly how to make the best of.
Yeah, good stuff there. And another question along these lines for those who are still catching on and catching up, can you offer some expert tips on creating your best branded video presence? I'm sure listeners would appreciate your feedback there.
Yeah, I think when it comes to creating a branding presence, you have to have opinions. You have to know what you want to look like and how you want to come across and what signals you want to send. And it's very helpful to get a handle on what good looks like in your space. You know, are there people in your industry or who are doing what you're doing using video? How are they doing it? Who's doing it? And what kind of message are they getting across? So I think kind of looking to what people are doing is very helpful. And it pays to think about your themes and your style. What will your voice be? You know, will you have a particular visual signature? What is it that you want to kind of, how do you want people to feel when they're watching your video? And I think talking with peers is very powerful. There are a lot of good free communities of users. I think if you're thinking about how you create your best branded video presence, talking with other people at the same stage in their journey is a very powerful thing. I mean, we have a camo community of users, but there are many other groups on Facebook or Reddit and so on, and plenty of helpful YouTubers that, you know, they're just there to kind of share knowledge and share about their journey. And I think accessing that is great when you come to put together your own presence.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space. I'm sure you have inspired folks to tap into video marketing and videos, period, and creating more videos to further bring brand awareness to their companies. Where can listeners get all the details online on Reincubate and or the Camo app?
Yeah, sure. The best thing to do is just to search Camo, C-A-M-O. You'll find us on reincubate.com. That's the company name, reincubate.com/Camo. And we're on all of the social platforms as Reincubate as well.
And that's easy enough, and we'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience as well. Mr. Fitzpatrick, all the best, and hopefully we can catch up with you again right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Eric. Been a pleasure. Take care now.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Aidan Fitzpatrick, the founder and CEO of Reincubate, an award-winning app and data company, and the creator of Camo, the app that turns smartphones into crystal-clear webcams for PCs and laptops. And for all the details, simply visit reincubate.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.